Today's reading is taken from Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 21, the parable of the rich fool. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge and an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God.'" Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys so much. So I told you that video was relevant. I'm now going to invite Kate up, who is going to speak to us this morning. Thank you, Kate. I do believe you even have some props involved this morning.
I do. And on a different Sunday, I will be able to ask people up to come and help me, but I will have to do it all myself. I'm going to pray as I start. Heavenly Father, please be with us this morning. Thank you for everything that you've given us, and help us to understand this story from Jesus a little bit more this morning. Amen. Okay, so as Jade said, it is Harvest Sunday. Now, I wonder what you think about when you hear the word harvest. Maybe you think of big fields full of combine harvesters bringing in the corn. Maybe you think of other things that people grow in big fields. But probably for us, we are not farmers and we may not live in a house with fields that we can farm. At the beginning of lockdown, I thought, this is my moment where I am going to become a vegetable grower. So I bought myself some courgette plants, and they grew many courgettes, more courgettes than I could possibly ever eat. I bought myself some tomato plants, and they grew, but the tomatoes were very green and took forever to ripen. And I also planted some bean plants, and they fell over. So the moral of that is, oh, and I also planted some broccoli, which is still alive. So maybe I'm going to reap the broccoli harvest soon. So we don't live on farms, but there are people who do. And one of the things that gets farmed is cereal. And I did some research that found out that in the EU, in 2019, 309 tons of cereal was harvested. And I thought to myself, well, what weighs a ton? A ton is 10 averagely sized men, or also a walrus. So you can imagine 309 walruses, which actually I didn't think was that many, and that's how much cereal harvest the EU made in 2019. And as I said, I'm not the greatest harvester, so this morning I had to go along to Tesco's to buy myself some cereal harvest, because I wanted to use that in my talk. Because what we heard about this morning was a very successful farmer. A farmer who had managed to grow a really, really abundant crop like this. And so he thought, well, I need to store my cereal harvest in my barn, because he wanted to have something to eat in the years to come. So He put all of his harvest in his barn. I can probably do this a bit quicker. Lovely. So now his barn is full. But then, what was going to happen when he started growing more and more? Because he didn't just have that harvest, he was able to grow so much more. So he had to find space to store that harvest. So he thought to himself, that's fine. I will build a bigger barn. And that means, I'd just like to tell you, no. I have to be honest. Do you know the Ganderton garage, which is just over the bridge? So John Ganderton made me this barn. His wife, Kelly, painted it. And then they taught me last night how I could put it together. And she even put she asked for masking tape so she could make it look like a barn. So if you buy petrol from the Ganderton garage, you can say, John, that was an excellent barn. So then this farmer was able to store even more of his crop, nice and secure, so that he could have it to feed him for a long time. Because what we realize about this farmer is he wanted to have his barn. He could have been generous to other people. He could have shared his food. But for him, it was all about his barn. My barn, he called it. And in the second part of my talk, we're going to think about whether that is how God wants us to treat all of our possessions. But Jade is now going to do a harvest quiz. I genuinely wouldn't have known photosynthesis. So well done to anybody who knows that. So this man in our parable, he talks about what he's grown. He says, my grain. He says, I will build a bigger barn. I will store my food. And I will eat it and be happy for the rest of my life. This man is totally focused on himself. But let's think back to my terrible vegetable growing. All those courgettes that I grew, was that all down to me? Could I lift that up and say, this is my courgette that I grew? No, because they had to grow in the soil, and the soil had to give the nutrients. And then when I forgot to water them, the rain came down and watered them, and the sun shone. And all of those things happened because God looks after our world. Harvest is a time of giving thanks to God. This man had been so successful, but he thinks it's all because of him. Did he make the grain grow? Did he make the sun shine? Did he make the rain fall? No. But this man forgets God. He forgets that every good thing in our world comes from God. That every morning we can wake up and there are so many things that we can give thanks to God for. Just take a moment and you can talk with the people that you're with and think about what could you give thanks to God for what's happened already this morning. I'm grateful for my alarm clock that got me up in time. I'm grateful for breakfast. I'm grateful for coffee. I'm grateful that the sun was shining when I took my dog for a walk. I'm grateful for my warm home. There's so many things to be grateful to God for. So maybe this week you could start each day thanking God, because that's what this man forgets to do. He thinks that he wants to keep the harvest all to himself. But actually, what God wants us to do is God wants us to be generous with the things that he's given us. Chris and Cheryl, would you like some Frosted Flakes for your breakfast this week? Flo and Ian, would you like some Corn Flakes? Yeah. And this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to remember to thank him for the things that he has given us, but also to be generous and to share with the people that we know. So why not this week start every day by thanking God for the good things he's given us? And think every day if there's someone that you come across who you could be generous to. Could you be friendly to the person who might feel a bit excluded at school or who's having a difficult time? Could you wave and have a chat to the person who lives by themselves when you see them walking down the street? Who are the people that you could be generous to with all the many things that God has given you? I'll pray now. Dear God, thank you that you give us so many good gifts, and that harvest is a time that reminds us of them. Please help us to be generous to others and grateful to you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.